Yeah. So as we were saying, this is something fun. It's a really nice place here, you see. And it's so nice. Yeah. He must have been here again. Because, you know, here we are in the middle of the material world, and we're just chanting. People should, of course, realize this is the most beneficial thing for them. But I'm glad they have their conceptions of sense gratification and economic development. They... But they have their conceptions of sense gratification and economic development. They do not understand what real value is. Actually, sense gratification and economic development is allowed in the Vedic text. But it's all regulated. It's not that you go to one extreme or the other. You don't kill yourself with sense gratification, and you don't kill yourself through a lack of taking care of the body. So, everything is there perfectly. That's why Krishna says in the Gita, you can't be a yogi if you eat too much or eat too little, sleep too much or sleep too little. People think that Krishna consciousness means to deny the body and put yourself in all sorts of weird situations. But no, the Vedic lifestyle is healthy in every aspect. The material senses are catered to, and of course the spiritual senses are enriched. Modern society has no idea how to take care of the material senses, and what to speak of the spiritual senses. So in Krishna consciousness, you get bodily facility, you get a sleeping place, you get nice food to eat. If someone wants to mate, the mating goes on in a prescribed, regulated process. Defense is there in that we are protected from demoniac pollution. So, what more does anybody want? The eating, sleeping, mating, and defending problems are easily easily solved. Doesn't it think that you stop all the time? That was a fight, I have a problem with that. Vision. The book distribution is meant to cause a revolution in society. We're not just beggars out there lending books to people. This book distribution is the prime means for changing the whole society. Prabhupada instructed, make a new version of Western civilization. Turn a whole new version. That's what this book distribution is doing. You're not just, guys out there trying to push books at people, and that's it. The books, they are the only thing that is going to change the world. Everyone talks about changing the world. No one ever does it. These books have the potency to bring about a complete change because they cover everything. Find me a book that covers everything. How to completely remake human society in every aspect. You can't do that. Except for Srila Prabhupada's books. So you should never think that you're just doing some insignificant activity. You should never think that, I'm just out here hawking something. You should understand the full ramifications of what you're doing. Sometimes I hear some of you say that, it's not happening right now. It's not doing that much right now. But why don't you go at the activity like you're going to do it the rest of your life? Then you'll see. Then you'll start to loosen up a bit. Just like I'm trying to learn how to swim now. bit embarrassing because everyone in New Zealand knows I was swimming at 4 years old. Actually, if I'm telling you both, I've never seen other people trying. Well, I've seen one or two of them trying to learn how to swim. Most people, when they get in the water, they just battle the water. You know, even people who actually know how to swim, they haven't learned how to feel at home in the water. As soon as they get in, they just crash it out and just kind of try to overpower the water. Whereas the actual secret is to, you know, feel at home in the water, learn how to use the buoyancy of the water, learn how to work with the water. So it's the same thing on sankirtan. Better than thrashing about is just to relax. Understand that this is what I'll be doing. This service is going on. I want to do this service. I want to inspire others to do this service. So I might as well start getting used to the waves of the sankirtan ocean. I might as well start to get used to the currents, the buoyancy, the things that drag you down, the things that help you float on top of the London Moody Bargain. So you might as well get used to that. You know, it's not like, you know, I know it's like this in the beginning. You just get so attached to the ups and downs, or the day-by-day ups and downs. But, you know, figure this is what I'm going to be doing, and might as well relax and just make a solid Krishna conscious effort day after day. That's all that's being asked. It's not like a virility cult, you know. A virility is a macho male power cult, you know.
Oh, how many books do you need to have?
You beat your chest here. It's not like that. We want steadiness by enlightened souls. So this service gives you the chance to be an enlightened soul. You're just meditating on the books. Reading the books, distributing the books. What more do you want? You're meeting so many people, influencing them. Take more books. Books, books, books. That's your whole life. Can you think of anything better? Surround yourself with book activities. It's the easiest way to become Krishna conscious, without a doubt. Yes, all services are equal, but some or other, this service has a particular charm, transcendental charm for attracting the attention of Krishna. So, as much as you can, think of book activities. It's the safest position in this world. It's the safest position in the Krishna conscious movement. If you're reading the books, distributing the books, teaching the books to others, getting others to take the books seriously, this is the safest position. So many things can be going on. You may not understand. You'll see people come, people go, people rise, people sink. People rise again after sinking, people sinking again after rising. But the books are always there. You can always read them. You can always distribute them. You can always teach them to others. You can always educate people about them. So that is the heart of Krishna consciousness. Do not think otherwise. And be a little patient. It may take you some time to be able to get the ability to distribute lots of books. But why not be patient and keep on going until Krishna decides to turn the switch on? I mean, how many years have you been distributing? 8 or 9 years. Now, all the younger, they always say, oh, I would like to be like Kamadhaka on the Sankirtan. Right, James? Right? Yeah. But are you willing to wait 8 years? 9 years? Huh? Too long, huh? That happened overnight, otherwise forget it, right? Is that the mentality? This is a problem. It's not a cheap thing. You know, people go to the uni, they'll spend 3 years at the uni. You want to be a lawyer how many years? Yeah. Just to be an accountant, you know? 3 years and then, 3 years and then, a couple of years of, apprenticeship before you can become a chartered accountant. You've got to pass an exam. You know, practically speaking, like 5 or 6 years before you can be a chartered accountant. move some numbers around, help people dodge taxes. So, you know, for all that, you're willing to undergo such austerity.
But to distribute books?
Well, it doesn't happen in a few months. It doesn't happen in a year. it's just not good service for me. I guess that's, why do we think like that? Especially here in New Zealand, if we can make a tremendous change in this country, if our devotees just become book conscious. If all the devotees just become book conscious. Distribute, read, teach, educate, you'll see a great change in this country. It's the cheapest program. Hahnemann and I were discussing in Christ Church. Hahnemann is really into educational programs to teach people the books. So, his Christ Church faculty had no congregation before his efforts. Now it has a nice congregation, all based on studying the books. So I said, Hahnemann, you know, just see what a nice program this is. You're so happy, the people are happy, and how much does it cost? Cost zero! Just print up some certificates and take some pictures as they're sitting in front of Jasper with their sitting in front of Father's Jasper with their certificates. How much does this cost? And look how strong the congregation's become. Look how happy you are. It's the ideal preaching program for New Zealand. But there's not much amongst the Westerners, Europeans. They don't circulate that much money yet, to the Christian house movement. So you have to use your preaching techniques that match the level of the finances that people are willing to give to Krishna. So, other than Indians giving for temple buildings, the Europeans, they don't give that much. But they're willing to be educated. So, it's an ideal program. Just to be wrapped up in Prabhupada's books the rest of your life. You can distribute, you can read, you can teach others the books, educate, make a program to educate people in the books. But what do you want? Then you don't have to worry about, you know, getting the complications and all these kind of things, and what these devotees are doing, what that devotee is doing, this, that, did you hear this, did you hear that? You're just book conscious. And that way you go back to God very easily. So this is the ideal program. What you all are doing, you can't have life any better than this. So simple. Try to understand, try to grasp what you're actually doing. You're just focusing on Prabhupada's books from morning to night. Isn't that amazing? What are you doing? You're not a material salesperson. You're not some kind of busker. From morning to night, you're just absorbing Prabhupada's books, reading them, selling them. How could life be any better? Sometimes we forget that, what we're actually doing. That's why in the verse, always remember Krishna, never forget him, Prabhupada uses book distribution as one of the examples. When you're selling Krishna's books, then you have to think of Krishna. So all you're doing from morning to night is just being wrapped up in Prabhupada's books. What could be better? What could be a safer position? What could be a more auspicious position? So we have to become more conscious of the great position that we have. If we just stress education in this country, we'll see a big change. People will buy sets of books. You look on the Sankirtan newsletter, the last one, I saw New Zealand was number two in the world in sets. Is that the same? People are, well, those girls sell sex, you know? Yeah. What are you guys doing? They're selling sex up there. They don't match you guys in quantity, but, you know, but they, you know, when they do make a hit, it's big. You know, they don't match you guys in a week-to-week score, but, Connery, Juliet, and Terry, it's very easy when people first, you know, as I should say, they get their first flush in Krishna consciousness, you know, when they first tune into Krishna consciousness and realize, wow, this is great. That's the moment they should get set. Because even if they don't pursue that any further. If they don't pursue that Krishna consciousness any further, because it's nature, maturity, some souls are very weak, they're only going to make a little bit of spiritual advance in this life. So even if they got their set of books in their house, the books aren't going to go anywhere. You got a set of books, you know, it just sits on your shelf, and you may want to be in Maya, but the books just sit there until you're ready to come around. So, when I noticed here in New Zealand that when people first get enthusiastic about Krishna consciousness and start to get that feeling, yeah, this is it, that's the time they should get a set of books, like that. And it easily stabilizes them. They've got something, they've got the Rock of Gibraltar, so to speak, in their house. They've got Mount Meru in their house. It's there. And, you know, you got to cope with it. It's like, through all this ups and downs. You have your set of books, right? They just, you know, they just sat there looking at you, right? Just waiting for when you're going to sit up. And you have to look at them, right? If you're doing wrong, the books remind you, hey, you know, get yourself together. Even if they're just sitting there, they just look back at you and say, hey, you got to get your life together. And you might want to ignore them or get rid of them, but there's just too many of them to just pick up at once and throw out, right? So we can make a tremendous change in this country through education and set distribution. People will buy the sets. Everybody. Everybody. No matter what ethnic, whatever. What do you say the Paki is? The Mordis. Everybody. They all buy. Napier, they buy sets. Auckland, they buy sets. You just have to, you know, the devotees understand that when you start to become Krishna conscious, you get your japa beads and you get your set of books. If the devotees have an understanding, then when people join, they'll also realize, oh, it's just part of the program, you know? They have the money. Even people on the dole, they can pay an installment plan, automatic payment out of their bank account. They waste so much money. Then what I say to them, just like Stephen and Nathan, I said, how much money are you spending on marijuana cigarettes? Oh, spend about $50 a week. The easiest way to give that stuff up is just take $50 a week and put it down on your set of books. That way, you do two things at once. We don't say kill birds, we don't kill people. Sell the hands while watching a rock car or something like that. So, everybody will buy these sets. Everybody. You just have to present it right. And you have to catch them at the right time when they're just coming out of when they're coming to the surface of the ocean of birth and death. When, like turtles, when they rise to the surface, they stick their heads out. That's what. Beads and sets. It's just the way it is. Everybody does it. Anybody who's Krishna conscious, they have a set. What do you do? Your books. Group is also. You got one too, right? It was nice, wasn't it? You knew you had something, right? It was like a treasure in your own home, right? It's very fascinating, wasn't it, to have all these beautiful books on yourself? You felt like, oh, I've done something, right? It's kind of a sense of accomplishment, right? That's something here. I've got a real treasure. People want to feel that way. I've seen everybody think like that. Everybody in New Zealand. Everybody. It's a special country that everybody is a bit interested in philosophy and knowledge. Everybody. Quite interested. So, if we just change the consciousness of the devotees we have now, you can easily make a huge impact in this country just based on knowledge. Teach, distribute, teach, read, learn these books. Very fascinating career. When I was a young devotee, I read one letter by Prabhupada where he said, if you just learn Srimad Bhagavatam, you can go anywhere in the world and talk.
for the university.
I took that seriously. If you want to learn these books, you know you have to put in some effort. It takes concentration. You got to really saturate your intelligence in these books and learn to think like they think, so to speak. And that takes some time, some investment of energy. But there's no doubt that we can make a great impact in this country through transcendental knowledge. Everybody appreciates it. The Moyes, you tell them, this is your original knowledge, this is your original culture. As you get this book from guys, you can show them that. It shows how the Moyes came from northern India, across Malaysia, Indonesia, down to New Zealand. Yeah, big book. Original culture, original knowledge. Oh, but my mother's a Christian. Oh, well, you know, this will take you far back, you know, beyond that colonizer stuff. Get the original. It's taking way back past the ways of the colonizers to the original culture. It's true. We're all in Maya's colony, oppressed by the three modes of nature, exploited by Trigun and Maya. Everybody buys that. They like those books. And if they see that you love them so much, they'll also want to appreciate the books. When they ask, why are you so happy? But he's not alone because I drank a quart of our meter and loved him and used it. Yeah, you know, he's not saying, you know. Who says that? They just don't know. Or he doesn't? You say, our happiness is based on knowledge. So if we can combine this emphasis on knowledge with the prasad distribution, with the chanting, we'll see a great change. But I've never seen that. I've been in every continent of the world. I haven't seen a country that is so susceptible to transcendental education and knowledge as New Zealand. Australia is much different, just across the world, much different. Australians, they want big belly full of prasad. I want a real, you know, shake, finger pop, kirtan. And, you know, a few words about how you got the body afterwards. But I notice here in New Zealand, people respect knowledge. If you know, if you can teach something, they respect that. I can see that from a lot and often. All kinds of people come, from grandmothers to adults to young people, all looking for knowledge. So this is definitely set loka. But, you know, if you're not thinking in that way, you'll never tap the great facility that Krishna has here. I just thought this morning I had his address, his named address on my desk. What do I do with this name and address? I'm going to see this person, you know, in a few days, anyway, next week. You know, I thought I need this person's phone number. I thought, why I had it. You know, I just threw away some papers. And then, Ame told me how she had just sold, you know, set up a lot of conversation with other members. And all of a sudden, you know, I remember, I have this person's name and number because this person was interested in a set. So the more that we all get absorbed, the easier it is to remember it. So, it may be that this is not the place where you're going to, you know, power out huge quantities of books on the street. I don't know, I'm not saying for sure, but it may be. But it definitely looks like a place where you, with individual cultivation, people will buy lots of sets. We have to take what Krishna's giving us, analyze our intelligence to see what the lay of the land is, see what the terrain is, and then exploit it for Krishna. Oh, so the people, they don't, okay, so maybe they don't buy 300 books a day from you out on the street. We left off with that, but it hasn't happened yet. But we do see that the people, more than other places, perhaps they do buy sex. So maybe it can be one of these places where you do a few books, you know, every day, and then boom, once or twice a week, you sell a set. I can easily foresee that happening. But our devotees have to become more aware of the possibility. You also have to be aware of the way to do it, because you just don't want to. People have to reciprocate the Krishna. So there's also a problem where they pay their lakshmi. In that way, they'll make the intelligence to understand that it's because of the idea of the sacrifice. By handing over their stone lakshmi to Krishna. So that's a proper way to do that. So, I definitely see that we should stop squandering our opportunities. Look and see what's happening. People do buy sets of books. Even people on the dole buy sets of books. People who, this guy's not a scholar, or this guy wasn't learned, never mind, they like the books. They like to read them. So actually, they're the best scholars. And they like to read Prabhupada's books, they're more brilliant than any university professor. The university professors are simply maya pratyajna. The effects of their knowledge have been stolen by illusion. But someone like Stephen, he's a simple guy. So he likes to read Prabhupada's books. That shows he's a genius. The box would pass the criteria. This young lady who Abhay Chauhan met in Gisborne, Jeannie, is that her name? Yeah, she got a set, right? And now, actually, her brother and his wife, they're more serious. Now they got a set of books. The best time for them to get introduced to the books is right when they're blossoming, the first blossom in Krishna consciousness. That's the best time. Otherwise, see what happens if you wait too long until all our devotees get very enthusiastic. After they've been around for a while, they realize if they want to, we're a secret on that, but if they want to, they realize after, if you let it go too long, they realize that, actually, you don't have to try that hard to be Krishna conscious. You just say, "Are you wrong?" But in the beginning, they're fresh out of the material world, and they're eager to do anything. That's the time when they should do anything to get a set of Prabhupada's books. And then whether they rise or fall, they'll have that set with them. Before they may start to take Krishna consciousness for granted, because Nityananda is very strong. Not all of our devotees are that strong, so they might get into not so good association, and then they fade away. But if they fade away without having a set of books, that's a defeat for us. Okay, we know it's a battle against Maya. People will come and go, but at least when they go, they should have a set of books, don't you think? It's a great failure for us if they fade away with no set of books in their home. Because those set of books aren't going anywhere. I've met a lot of people who only have sets of books, and they're just not interested in Krishna consciousness right now, but they all say, "Well, I have this set of books in my house." They just don't go anywhere. Some or other, they got sets many, many years ago, and they're just sitting there, you know. the Lord in the heart, Paramatma, prevents them from throwing them out. But they just sit there, they can sit there for many years until someone decides to open them again. So it's a great defeat for us if someone comes and then fades out without a set of books. So as soon as they start to blossom, that first flush of enthusiasm, Krishna, yeah, that's when they have a set of books. It's just part of it all. So they start chanting and getting a taste of that, they have to have their set. In this way, we'll increase our set distribution. But as long as we can, oh, it's not possible, and this and that, and then we're just based on our possibility. There just has to be some proper administration in that, people, they have to be financially responsible for their set of books. everybody. It can be done. I'm really impressed. It can be done. Thank you for that. It doesn't mean we have to be more conscientious, right? The opportunities are there. And the more of the devotees, see, the problem is our devotees are, think they're not set conscious. Therefore, the people who come are not set conscious. I can see how it works at the loft, those devotees who came from the loft. You know how it is. You come to the loft for a few times, and as soon as you start to become a steady lofty, then someone says to you, hey, you know, because, you know, after, the first thing you get when you're a serious lofty, you get a Bhagavad Gita, or a Bhagavad Gita. And then after you keep coming, then people, you know, devotees start asking, hey, when are you going to get your set? Right? Let's keep saying over and over again, when are you going to come and get your set? When are you going to get your set? And you keep showing up every evening for your dinner, or every other evening for your dinner in a workshop, and saying, oh, when are you going to get your set? So finally you just figure, hey, yeah, I guess it's all part of it, you know? And it is. It is all part of it. But if you don't say anything, if you're not looking for these opportunities, then devotees don't think, oh, it's hard to sell these sets, and no one really has that much money. That's not true. That's why I always ask people, what do you do with your money? You'd be shocked how much they spend on marijuana and cigarettes. Shocked. Amazing. So you just have to point out to them, all you can do is sacrifice in this way and you get this set of books. Just give up your cigarettes, give up your marijuana, you know. So many ways you can go about it. So I'm sure it can be done. I'm sure it can be done. This country is definitely a set country. We just have to be more conscious. Now, the ladies, they're doing more sets than the men. They don't do as much as you on the street. I wish they would do as much as you on the street. But they're doing more sets. So if you guys can do more sets as well as you're doing on the street, that would be great. Just from that kind of emphasis, we can change this whole country. Set distribution and education based on the books. It'd be a very exciting problem. We'd be so pleased. You see, for a country with a population base of 3.5 million, you're going to get the feeling that, you know, you're seeing people again and again. That's why you've got to increase your potency and be able to administer more and more books to them at one shot. We've got to go into the set direction. We have to go into the set direction. We've got to die. I was telling Tim, a good way to start getting into the set direction is, you know, start doing 3 books at a time. You know, have your, you know, hardcover Gita, 2 Krishna Book Volume 1 and 2. This is a package deal. That's a good way to get into it. You've got to get out of one book consciousness. We're so happy if we can sell somebody one book. But if we don't ask, how will Krishna ever reciprocate with us if we're not on the lookout? So when you're doing door to door, also on the streets, this is our special small town set. Whatever you want to call it. Gita, Krishna books, whatever. Get used to just giving people, you know, a few books at a time. If we try, Krishna will allow us to do it. We've got to go to another level. Krishna has reciprocated very nicely, wonderfully, mercifully with our efforts. But we have to keep on pushing. We don't want to grow. Maybe we don't want to take it easy. So definitely sets is the next step we solidly have to get into. The ladies are showing it can be done. Yes, it's more weight carrying around a few big books, but you're going to need people. If you don't have them, then Krishna won't send these people to you. So this is where our intelligence should be. This is definitely a set place, and it's also a place for cultivation of the people you meet. And why are you cultivating them? Because you want them to think you're a nice person? You want them to appreciate the full simple Prabhupada's books. You are the via medium for them to get a set. That's how you should fit it. Through me, you get the set. No one comes to the set but by me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the set but for me. You're there by a medium to the full set of problems. But if our devotees start thinking like that, you'll see a big change. But I'm seeing the people will do it. They'll reciprocate. You never know. Don't like wait for the university professors to think the one's going to buy the set. It's not happening. Most of them are going to be in my. You'll need some, of course, by Krishna's grace. All kinds of people to take steps. But I'm amazed in this country just by the diverse kinds of persons who will take steps. It's quite amazing. So you just don't know who. I see the people who our devotees are so obsessed to, and you just would never figure out beforehand that they take a step. Like some idea. Distressed young lady, you know. So many persons like that. You never think they would take a step. So, Krishna's showing us we just gotta get into this and it'll happen. That's the best way to deal with a small country, a country with a small population. This is what they do in Croatia, Slovenia. Same thing with countries with small population. You have to really get into giving people more books. Letting them know that you're there with the full set and you're going to be talking to them for many years to come. And after they get their full set, we want there to be educational programs where they can learn about the books. So, with Prabhupada's books, you have a very exciting career. Well, you just read them, distribute them, teach them. You've got an exciting career. The most secure career. Job security. This is what we want to get into. So don't think that you're just like some little beggar running around with some books, waving books at people. No. If you see your service that way, you're going to make the same. You're supposed to be preparing to get purified and empowered to administer all the Prabhupada's books to these people. Okay, we may be small time now, but that doesn't mean we have to be small time forever. So we just have to use our intelligence to see the particular situation in this country and adapt to it. You don't have a Los Angeles airport here. Millions of people coming through. You've got a country that's not small geographically, but it's small population. So you've got to make every person, you've got to milk every person in the best way. You can't waste any body in this country. You've got to treat each person like they're the universe, because there's not that many persons comparatively. But certainly the SET program. And the glorious thing about the SET program is if they don't take the SET, they can always just take one book. But if you start out with one book always and are so happy that you took one book, you'll never move beyond that level. And we have to get beyond that level in this country. So this marathon is a good chance to get into these kind of things. Don't be an anxiety. Do your best for Krishna. Yeah, work a little hard for Krishna. A little extra for Krishna. It's like a swimmer in the pool. Just relax and your laps. You actually have a nice situation, you know. You don't have police chasing you around trying to arrest you. Take advantage of it. So many campgrounds, New Zealand, you can go to for a facility. But that country is not right, you know. I think we have to start distributing some of these SSRs. I think we're sending a lot of SSRs for you. Yeah, whatever. I don't know, but we've got to start dealing with that. Yeah, however you all do it, but we have to start making some damage. Stay like that. Something much more subtle. one dimensional statement. All I said was that when, as of the DVD, and the group of us perform that council, we have a WDD council, so we're trying to help you folks and things like that. Those who came up with the science of organization concept, we were very happy with it. It was a breakthrough idea, and biology of problems, right? They're real excited about it. Anyway, when we printed the book and we sent it to Prabhupada, his response was, "That is all right, Shimabad is on the book." He didn't say like you were mean and distributed. He just said, you know. And he was always pushing, he said, that the BBT should always mass distribute what? SSR? No. He said Bhagavatam 1-1, Bhagavatam 2-1, and Bhagavatam 6-1. Those books, he said, should always be mass distributed. That was his concept of mass distribution. That's all I said. And I have noticed the tendency of devotees to shy away from the main Shastra books. And personally, based on my experience of the BBT, he felt that the Bhagavatams were the mass distribution, especially certain bodies he personally designated, and said it should always have lots of those in print. The Krishna book, the mass distribution. In some countries, devotees will shy because there's been some problems with the demons. You know, shows them like Krishna, as soon as you walk up to them, flash the book. But it's not like that here. Well, Prabhupada loved the Krishna book. He said it was his favorite book. Well, that's what I said. I didn't make it so. A book that suits them. Thank you. Well, if they already have a Bhagavad Gita in the past, then they can, they just get another one, right? And you say, oh, yeah, yeah, you'll understand this one better. Yeah, another book. That doesn't mean that they can't understand Bhagavad Gita. You'll never accept that point. Whenever somebody tells me I can't understand Bhagavad Gita, I never accept that point. Unless it's to sell them another book. But in principle, I don't accept. I may say, oh, well, try this one. But I'll never say, yeah, yeah, I can understand, you can't understand, I agree. No, you never say that. It's nonsense. And do you notice, maybe you've seen it at the law, I always ask people, how much of it have you read? Remember, I always ask them that. And what is the answer you always get back? They hunt and peck. They, you know, verse here, verse there, and they think they're supposed to understand it. They have no brains these days. I tell them, try reading it from cover to cover. You know, like, not the way you usually read a book, page once again. Anybody says they can't understand what I mean, just ask them, how are you reading it? You'll always find, 9 times out of 10, that they jump from one page to another. Or else, what else do they say? I'm just reading the dark black parts. You've heard that, right? What do you think, you know? I'm sorry, I just don't think the purport's on air because they can't understand the verses on their own without the brain. So, as far as you're saying, matching the person to the book, they just need more books, that's all. The problem is they don't have enough of them. They would understand more if they got more of them. Which is true. The more you sacrifice to Krishna, the more you understand. So that's the problem. They don't have enough of them, and they're not reading them from cover to cover. And they should associate with devotees more to get the taste of reading. But as soon as you make the mistake of agreeing with them, yeah, yeah, it's probably a bit difficult, then you've done them a great disfavor. Never agree with that point. Probably is too difficult. It's not. Do you see these computer manuals these people are reading today? So many people have computers. Do you see what they have to read? To master a program? It's incredible. These computer games and so many things like that, they have to read these manuals. And they tell you Bhagavad Gita is too hard? Never believe. In school, in secondary school, everyone has to take does everyone take algebra and geometry and all that kind of stuff? Or some people have to take that. Yeah. Is Bhagavad Gita harder than an algebra book? Does everyone have to take algebra or geometry or something like that? Everyone has to take that. Yeah. Is Bhagavad Gita harder than that? No. You can never believe that. Just try to finish it. Oh. Yeah, yeah, those are the books. You got some? Wow. You're really lucky, you know? You're fortunate. You got some. And then they'll think, oh, maybe I do have some great value I didn't know about. We have so many examples now in New Zealand of people coming forward who got books from somebody 10 years ago, who got books, and it goes on like that. Have confidence in Krishna. That's the wonderful thing about book distribution. There's no downs about it. Everything is rock solid. When you're distributing Prabhupada's books, you don't have to worry about so many intricacies. This is the mess. You know you've got the most solid thing. It's the safest position. You don't have to worry about maybe there's other Vaishnava, lines other than this kind of, maybe there's this, or maybe there's that, or no one has Prabhupada's books. Except Prabhupada's devotees. And those books have the right side of it. You got it? So just align yourself with the product. The product is perfect. Realize what your shelter and foundation is. Just dedicate your whole life to these books. Prabhupada told one lady saint and devotee, so you just keep going out on sankirtan every day of your life, and one day you'll see Krishna on the street. So that's the mentality you want to go on with. And even if the body breaks down, or some or other we needed to do something else, still, because we have this book consciousness, it carries over into everything. Sankirtan devotees bring book consciousness into everything. Prabhupada's words were that there's only one position higher than a sankirtan devotee. A sankirtan devotee. That's the exact words. So that's the wrote that. There's only one position higher than a sankirtan devotee. So, sankirtan leader means you're trying to enthuse others, facilitate others. And now we have the further added component of educating people about the schools. It's a full life. Some of our educators will be wandering from village to village. Some of our educators, they'll be based at temples. The Parliament's doing that. What's that our wandering educators do? It's all based on the books. If we can just turn this whole country that way, if we can just turn the devotees in this country that way, we'll see a powerful change in this country. No doubt to that. But it's amazing to me. The devotees have been a little slow over the years in the past of realizing what they can do to this country just based on Prabhupada's books. Everything else has been tried. But the one simple thing of book distribution is what's making the revolution. We should never put the cart before the horse. First, the book distribution, then everything builds on top of that. So this is the most important thing. And our vision of the book program is reading, distribution, education. It's all standard. Once you start educating people in Prabhupada's books, they're going to want to buy more books. Education leads to maha set distribution. be united around the books. But remember, as soon as someone shows up, that first flush of enthusiasm after some time, you gotta start telling them about the full set. They may not get it right away, but if everyone just keeps saying it, gradually they're gonna, it may take them a year or two. So what? It's like this in Chrysler's Athena. As soon as she started to open up into Krishna consciousness and realize this is what I'm gonna go for, maybe I took like, that's how you start. Immediately, it's so easy. When they're on the roll, and hand in their set, roll on with the set. And even if their roll stops, because yes, it's true, some people are just not going to complete their Krishna consciousness. They're going to have to wait for the next time. That's okay, but they have their set of books. They may go away, and you might not see them. Okay? But the books will be in their house. We need some guidance in that because we need some help to point out how we can best use our abilities for serving Krishna. Just someone has to point that out. You're getting too far this way, you're getting too far that way. Someone has to point that out. Like driving, sometimes you go too far to one side, too far. Especially because this is a very mature program we're trying to do. Generally, devotees are taught just to do one thing, you know? But we're trying to make a very big conception of sannyasa, because, you know, I've also been around for some time, and, you know, I also want to expand. So, you know, just because I ran naked as a baby doesn't mean I have to live the rest of my life, so, you know, if we can somehow do more, you know, and have a big conception of sannyasa, why not, right? If we can pull off all words, and it looks like Krishna is allowing us to pull off, so. It's, shall we say, it's more demanding, and it takes more consciousness, but you become more Krishna conscious that way, right? And besides, it's the way the terrain is here. We have to be able to deal with a small population, and this is the way other successful small countries have done it. Rohini Sutta and I discussed in a few years ago. So, I hatched this whole plan. This is what Kundana Parashya is living in. Countries we don't have a huge airport. Motorways everywhere leading to cities of remain. This way, that way. So, the devotees are happy doing this. The people are happy. People are joining. People are coming. Some other going on. I was telling him, I remember I was telling him 2 years ago, I said, nah, it's not so. That was strange. And I was in New Zealand, they got these stickers and some of the other things. Right outside, car by the road.
the day to sail.
Okay.
We'll give it a go.
And
we don't have to worry about supporting huge projects. That's the end of the day. We just worry about meeting our minimal expenses, which is generally vehicles, speeding tickets, $125 to reset a car stereo, because $125. If someone checked, putting in the wrong code. And somehow, so if you want to donate, they see how surrendered the Sanctum Remedies are. So if Jason themselves helps, they do it. It's amazing, you know. You ever seen a country crescendo where it's sanctum's gone on, but the temples don't buy any sanctum out there? It's amazing. It's just Krishna's mercy, you know. My brother were able to go out like this, you know. Generally, the normal thing is that the temple buys sanctum bands from the devotees and get them all for Christmas, buys all their facilities. We don't get that, but somehow by Christmas grace only things are going on. The vehicles are expensive. That's actually what a temple president is supposed to do. His first responsibility is to make sure. So the first responsibility of a temple president is to make sure that there are sanctified vehicles. Somehow that hasn't happened here yet, but still we're able to put together a fleet of, by hook or crook, loans from fathers and all sorts of things, you know, get some vehicles out on the battlefield, you know, donations here, donations there. Somehow we just try to stick things together and keep them going, you know. It's kind of funny because I don't think Temple President even, well, it's not in the culture, so I don't think they even think about it, you know. It's amazing, isn't it? It's like anybody, you know. It's just not in the culture. But Krishna is still kind upon us because we love the street problems and some other related facility. What I'm doing, I shouldn't have to do, but... people offer me money, just like Jason and Napier. His mother passed, so she very cleverly left the money in a will for Jason and Stephen. And she said that, you know, it's in a legal document, the money can only be used for, you know, like, how should I say, a material possession, like paying for a mortgage or something like that. So he was kind of stumped what to do, you know. And buy a house, and I said, I got it. So you can only buy material things which you can pay for, you know, which can be documented that you're, you know, like a mortgage or something. I said, well, why don't you just buy a Sankirtan bus, for you to live in? Like, tell the lawyer you're just going to buy, you know, a mobile home for yourself, and so you can go traveling from town to town doing carpentry or something. Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah, of course. That's a purchase. You know, it's like a house. It's, you know, it's solid. I said, yeah, go buy a, you know, Nissan Civilian or a Toyota Coaster or something, and keep it your name. Because you see. Until he's 31. He's 29 now. Until he's 31. It has to be like that. When he's 31, then he can do splitting also for that. But now he's only 29, so that was 2 years. So he was asking me, you know, what to do. I said, don't leave any money in the bank. And I pointed out that in one situation, he was the only head for the crash, because the Asian markets are crashing, and that's where all the money is in the country. So, New Zealand dollar is at its lowest point in 3 years. We're going a little bit lower, too. And tourism is already down because there's no money anymore in Korea, Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand, it's all dry. As soon as Japan shakes even more, then you've got Maha problems economically. So I said, do something with it now. So I called Sri Patiap and said, get this person a bus. He's now living with Chris. He gets his bus then. He travels the farm. The rather things keep going on. Oh, I said, what was he going to do with his last game? He was going to sit in the bank and become worthless, or else he had to buy a house or something, you know, because he just couldn't give it to Krishna. His mother made the will like that for the next 2 years. He was 31. He has to use the money in a very structured way. So, okay, structure bank, then buy a mobile home. Yeah. Get a Nissan Civilian, a Mazda Parka, check it out as a for living, and that's a legitimate purchase. It's not for Krishna. Well, no, it's not for Krishna. So, there's a big deal. Then if he can, then anyway, this is how things happen. If you just keep a desire to distribute Prabhupada's books, read them, teach them. It's such a fascinating life. So many times because we thought that unless you have a super loud kirtan, Madonna's banging the car bell, you know, it's not Krishna consciousness. It took us a few years getting busted again and again in Eastern Europe before we finally realized that the potency can be there. If we use our intelligence, we finally find a devotional candidate who's got his own house or his own flat. And as soon as you find that person, everyone just wants to go there and have kirtan, you know. It's like, you know, the ultimate release, you know, against the communist pressure, it's the ultimate, you know, strike a blow for freedom, you know. Kirtan, you know. Shut the windows, and boom, boom, boom. See what I hear, knock on the door, you know. But we just didn't change at first because we thought, you know, this is part of Krishna consciousness, you know. It's just the way it is, you know. It has to begin to dawn on us that, you know, you can use small cartels, you can chant softly, and, you know, Krishna's also pleased. That's the best thing you can do. If that's the best you can do in the situation, Krishna's pleased. In fact, Krishna is more pleased to use your intelligence so the preaching can go on rather than blowing it all out. Up until that point, though, we were jumping out of windows and all sorts of things, escaping the police and all sorts of violent stuff. And we went to Hungary, a hard case of Hungary, and I didn't jump out of the window. But the police were coming to the front, so we jumped out from back window. Thank you. Okay, it looks like we definitely have. You can have a quiet bungalow life, and then you can go somewhere for a jump up and down. Yeah, he's called Womper Stomper. What's that?
Yeah, I think I'm